Today, we'd like to study the title of the token of the covenant, or the sign of the covenant, in Genesis chapter 9, verses 1 to 29. To online worthy people, we'd like to suggest the four questions. Number one, in verse 5, surely for your lifeblood I will demand a reckoning from the hand of every beast, I will require it. And from the hand of a man, from the hand of every man's brother, I will require the life of a man. Why will the life blood be required? Question 2, in verse 12. And God said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you. For perpetual generations, what is the sign or the token of the covenant and what does it mean? Question 3, in verse 21, then he drank of the wine and was drunk and became uncovered in his tent. What can we see in Noah's behavior? Last question, in verse 25. Then he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants, he shall be to his brethren. What did Noah do? Genesis chapter 8, verse 21-22, previous chapter. And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for the man's sake. Although the imagination of a man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. While the earth remained seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. After Noah's family came out of the ark, Noah made an offering of a sacrifice to the Lord. So the Lord said, the smell is a soothing aroma. So then, Lord gave unconditional love. Also, we can see patience is shown. Although the imagination of a man's heart is evil from his youth. So God allows the four seasons, seed time, springtime, harvest, fall time, winter and summer, and day and night. Also, God gave a promise, no longer the flood to destroy all the earth. Despite all wicked people were killed during the flood, Noah and his descendants would have an evil imagination in each heart from his youth. Then, human lineage, human blood lineage, that references which are Genesis chapter 10, chapter 11. So Noah's three sons, Sam, Ham, Japheth, we can all trace our lineage or our blood lineage back to one of the three sons of Noah. Sam's descendants, Hebrews, Chaldeans, Assyrians, Persians, Syrians, or Asians. Ham's descendants, Canaanites, Egyptians, Philistines, Hittites, Amorites, or Africans. Japheth's descendants, Greeks, Thracians. Thracians is today the resident of Southeast Europe. Scythians, today resident of Eastern Europe. or Europeans, including Asia Minor. Then verse 1, so God blessed Noah and his sons. His sons, Genesis chapter 7, verse 13 said, on the very same day, Noah and Noah's sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And Noah's wife and three wives of his sons with them entered the ark. So ark there, total 8 family members. And said to them, be fruitful and multiply. God wants the people to be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth. And the fear of the you and the dread of the you, the dread high fear of you, shall be on every beast of the earth, or on every animal of the earth, on every bird of the air, on all that move on the earth, and all the fish of the sea. They are, those animals are given into your hand, which means God gave a gift to Noah's descendants to manage the animals wisely, properly, not improperly, nor abusively. The first Peter chapter 4, verse 10 says stewardship. As each one has received a gift, in this case, a gift to manage animals, minister it to one another as good stewards of the various grace of God. This is a management power, also a grace of God. Every moving thing that lives shall be food. Every moving thing that lives, which is animal, shall be food. After the flaw, people may eat meat, even as the green herbs. Before the universal flaw, people were vegetarians. Verse 4, but you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is its blood. So you shall not eat the flesh together, mixed with the blood. Like life is blood, like so-called life of blood. For example, the Jewish people eat the food approved by kosher. Kosher meaning Israel rabbi watches how to butcher animal. So taking out, you know, all blood. So then the rabbi approved this food approved by kosher. Book of Acts chapter 15, verse 28-29, the Gentile Christians first time were required also. Apostle James said, for it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things that you who are Gentile Christians abstain from things offered to idols, now from blood. So the first time the Gentile Christians should be abstaining the food with blood, from blood, from things strangled and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourselves from this, you will do well. But disciple Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, completed the food. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 8 to 9, but food does not command us or recommend us to God, for neither if we eat are we the better, nor if we not eat are we the worse. But beware lest somehow this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to those who are weak. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. So basically, disciple Paul said, every prayer coming from God, so you gave thanks to the Lord, even the food offered to idols, or the food mixed with blood. So every food coming from God. So you may eat that food, giving thanks to the Lord, but you should watch for the brothers and sisters who are weak, who believe not to eat food offered to idols or meat mixed with blood. So that way, disciple Paul interpreted, inspired by the Holy Spirit. Then, verse 5, surely for your life blood, I will demand a reckoning or an accounting. From the hand of every beast, I will require it. And from the hand of a man, from the hand of every man's brother, I will require the life of a man. So here, God established death penalty to an animal who killed another animal and to a man who killed another man. The question one is why? So animal case is because verse 4 said life is blood. That's why the attack animal to kill another animal should be killed. Also, man case, verse 6, whoever sheds man's blood or human blood by man, his blood shall be shed. Attacker or killer, his blood shall be shed. Because in the image of God, God made man. So that's why God established death penalty to an animal and to man. Man case is because human being is made in the image of God by God. So here is by man, his blood shall be shed. This case is a murderer case, which is premeditated, deliberated killing case. Later, God established a manslaughter case for refugee. So Numbers chapter 35, verse 6, accidentally killing somebody, that calls that killer is called as a manslaughter. So specifically in the United States, Lord, voluntary manslaughter or involuntary manslaughter, but God said in a manslaughter case, Numbers chapter 35, 6, now among the cities which you will give to the Levites, you shall appoint 6 cities of refugees, to which a manslaughter or a manslayer may flee, and to these you shall add 42 cities. So 42 cities, 42 refugees were assigned for manslaughter people. So accidental killers. Verse 7, and as for you, be fruitful and multiply. God wants the people to be fruitful and multiply. So God supports marriage. Bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply in it. Then God spoke to Noah and to his sons with him, saying, and as for me, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature. So this covenant between God and Noah's sons, descendants, and every living creature. So including animals and plants, every living creature. The birds, the cattle, and every beast of the earth with you, of all that go out of the earth. Ark, every beast of the earth. Thus I establish my covenant with you. Never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood. Never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. So God, the universal flood to destroy the earth shall not happen. Here is a flood to destroy the earth indicates the universal flood, not local floods. So still today, there are a lot of local floods. For example, southern United States, there were local floods too. So, but here indicated the universal flood to destroy entire earth, like a Noah's time flood. And God said, this is the sign or the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. It shall be when I bring a cloud over the earth that the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud. So rainbow is coming out, the background is a cloud. So here, and I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you, Noah, and every living creature, including Noah's sons, Noah's descendants, and all the living creatures, all flesh. The waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. Question two is, what is the sign of a covenant? That answer is 1st 13 said, rainbow. So what does it mean? That answer, verse 15, the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. So not by water, but by fire in the future, in the book of Revelation. Verse 16, the rainbow shall be in clouds, and I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. And God said to Noah, this is the sign of covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth. Now the sons of Noah who went out of the ark were Shem, Ham, Japheth, and Ham was the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah, and from these whole earth was populated. And Noah began to be a farmer. Noah is a farmer or a husbandman, and he planted a vineyard. Then he drank of the wine and was drunk and became uncovered or naked in his tent. Drink of wine here is fermented from grape after flood, or the canopy was removed. Canopy of the earth was removed. So radiation reached the earth and caused a fermentation process. Before the flood, no such fermentation allowed, nor wine was shown. But after the flood, so here's the wine, you know, came out. Became uncovered, here's naked. So Noah's a bad example. Question three. Noah's a bad example to his children, causing his son Ham's an honorable act. Despite all wicked people were killed during the flood, Noah, the man of faith, had a sin nature because he's a bad example. Because Romans chapter 5, verse 12 and 14 said, therefore, just as through one man, or Adam, sin entered the world, and death through sin, and there's that's spread to all men. That's why Noah also, that sin coming from Adam, because of all sins. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. So when there is no law, they don't know that's a sin. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned, according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. So Jesus Christ, the second Adam. So the all human beings sins coming from Adam. So we become born again creature. Also, the 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 to 10. So we still have a sinful nature. That's why we confess our sins to the Lord daily basis. Then verse 22, and Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside. Here, dishonorable act to see his father's nakedness. Also, dishonorable word, statement to his brothers. So, Ham dishonored his father Noah. So, God wanted the children honoring their parents. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Then verse 23, but Shem and Japheth took a garment, laid it on both of their shoulders, and went backward and covered the naked of their father. They didn't see his father Noah's nakedness. Their face were turned away, and they did not see their father's nakedness. So here, comparison between Shem and Japheth's act with Ham's act. So Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son Ham had done to him. Then he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of a servant, he shall be to his brethren. What did Noah do? Noah made a prophecy, prophesied. Joshua entered into the promised land, or Canaanite land. So Joshua drove Canaanite, most of them out, but not in 100%. So Judges chapter 1, verse 28 said, and it came to pass when Israel, or Hebrew, or Sam's descendants, was strong, that they put the Canaanite under tribute, but did not completely drive them out. So in Judges' time, Canaanite become the servants over Israel, or Samson descendants of Hebrew. So here's the Noah's prophecy complete here. But here, big mistake is not justify slavery. That's a perverted interpretation. Like Matthew chapter 4, 6. And Satan said to Jesus, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written. Satan cited Psalm chapter 91. He shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. So Satan used this Bible verse, Jesus Christ, to become the servant of Satan. So Satan totally lost the syntax and the context of Psalm chapter 91. Psalm chapter 91 context is God is a protector. God is a liker if you fall down from high hills. So God, you know, send the angel to protect you. That kind of main theme, but totally perverted God's main theme over Psalm chapter 91. Also, Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 36. And the oracle of the Lord, or the word of the Lord, you shall mention no more. This is the word of the Lord. Don't mention no more. For every man's word will be his oracle. Actually, your word will become your oracle. For you have perverted the words of the living God, the Lord of hosts, our God. Perverted the words of living God without considering context and syntax. Verse 26, and he said, blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem, and may Canaan be his servant. May God enlarge Japheth, and may he dwell in the tents of Shem, and may Canaan be his servant. That prophecy was fulfilled in the Judges chapter 1, verse 28. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years. Then 600 years gap right here. So all the days of Noah were 950 years and he died. So a big time gap between 350 years and 950 years. After flood, the longevity of a human lifespan was decreasing, likely caused by radiations. Let's see each question answered. In verse 5, surely for your lifeblood I will demand a reckoning from the hand of every beast, I will require it. And from the hand of a man, from the hand of every man's brother, I will require the life of a man. Why will the life of blood be required? Because the beast case, the life is a blood, in verse 4 says. Also human case, human beings or man is created in God's image. That's why the killer should be killed too, in verse 6. Question 2, in verse 12. And God said, this is the sign or the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. What is the sign or the token of the covenant? Verse 13 said, rainbow or bow. And what does it mean? Verse 15 said, no more the universal flood to destroy all flesh. Question 3, in verse 21. Then he drank of the wine and was drunk and became uncovered in his tent. What can we see in Noah's behavior? Bad example causing his child, particularly Ham's, dishonorable act, so giving opportunity to his children to commit the sin. Also, we can see all human beings have a simple nature. Even if we are born again Christian, we still have a simple nature. So we should watch for our simple nature, focus on God until God calls us in heaven. Question 4, in verse 25, then he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants he shall be to his brethren. What did Noah do? Noah prophesied, or Noah made a prophecy. Let's sing song all together, last song on bulletin, page 2, number 3.